And here we go. The drunkumentary.
Well, I really am enjoying the brand new intro music.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay. Brand new first episode of Drunkumentary. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Clap, 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 clap. Not into the microphone, please.
No, I didn't.
Okay, you didn't.
I learned from my former mistakes.
See, here's Delvin. He's a pro. He claps way away from the microphone.
And we've got our buddy Delvin Cox here. Yeah.
Thank you for being on our very first episode of Drunkumentary.
My honor. My pleasure. No problem at all.
Oh,
this is going to be fun. So
cute. You've been our friend for years now. I am so happy. I'm so happy to be your friend. You are literally like a dream come true.
Thank you.
And I'm like, hey, I want to do this podcast. I have no fucking clue what I'm doing.
And
he's
like
yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's true. Wow. And I just see you're getting drunk with orange hair, man. That's what I do. I don't bring anything to the table. I don't offer any services because I have none.
We adore you very much.
Thank me? Well, I was talking about me, and then I'm like, well, it's now I get it. Fine.
Well, I love both of you too.
Delvin is a heavy hitter, definitely, in the podcast community.
You're fanning out at him right now.
Yeah, I am. I'm a big fan. I've always been a big fan. I am. I was so excited when I snagged you for our first episode.
We snagged him so hot.
Well, I can feel relaxed, too, because I'm like, I know this person. I trust him. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be fun.
I just want to hang out, too, because I love you and miss you.
Miss you, too. This has been 2020's been a ride, to say the least.
Hasn't it? Oh my gosh. Oh, look it. She's going to send you pictures of her boobies.
I sure can.
Oh. I will not
to that. I don't know where I was going with it, but I will. Give me a second. That's going to be another picture entirely.
All right. So before we get started, I just wanted to say that Delvin Cox has his own podcast called The Delvin Cox Experience. Mm-hmm. And your podcast helped me realize I wanted to be a podcaster. So thank you for that. Keep kicking ass.
I appreciate that. It's weird hearing people say that. It's been a 100% an honor, and I'm glad that people can get something out of my podcast. It's dope.
Your podcast changing the world.
One listener at a time, hopefully.
Yeah. One person at a time. So my thoughts for this podcast were going to be for Drunkumentary, we were going to have drinks and review a movie that the three of us have all now watched. So this week we watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
The cuckoo! Okay.
And we watched it, I didn't realize this, because Netflix has it for free right now. And I think they have it for free because that Nurse Ratched has came out.
I agree. I think that's probably why it's free also.
Which is the nurse from that movie, which I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Before.
I didn't realize that either until you just said that.
Oh, really?
I did not realize that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I watched Nurse Ratched and I was like, this sucks. I hate it. I don't want to watch this.
That's a little harsh. Okay.
I am harsh. This is going to be harsh. I want everybody to know, disclaimer, like, I'll probably hate your favorite movie.
Yes, you will.
I just don't like movies. This is going to be tough, kind of, for me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so, but I actually loved One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Did you?
I loved it. That's awesome. I'm excited now for this show.
I have a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Should we start off by all saying if we give it like a good review or not, like one of those things, or do we just kind of go off and just see what happens? I guess we're seeing what happens.
Well,
right?
I took a couple of notes, some facts about the movie. I thought we could maybe start with that.
I like it.
Just a couple facts. I don't know if it's five, but because we have the beautiful Delvin Cox here, I'm going to say, hey, we're going to start with the five for five. Five facts about
the movie. Yeah. Good one. That was good. I like that.
I'm sorry.
Nice one, bitch.
I'm drunk. I'm not funny.
I love it.
Five.
Let's see.
I gotta give you a catchphrase now for that if you'll do the five facts.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got to think of one now.
Yeah, you do. Okay. Come on.
Us. I'm going to drink my beer.
All right.
Oh. What? That was loud in the ears. Okay.
The Fast Five. The Fast Five Facts. Bam! I did it.
There we go.
You did so good. And I love that bam at the end, too. You got me. You got me. Yeah, bitch. That's like a movie, though. Is that like is that a car movie, The Fast Five?
That is correct. That is from The Fast and Furious.
Is that the last one?
Oh my god. So
Fast Five Facts. Yes.
Yes. Yes, he is. Not only that, but we're fast women too. Like I used to be a whore. So there we go. It's perfect.
We got a reformed slut here.
Yeah, as much as you can reform that. Yeah, that's me.
There you go. Right, slut reform. I'm all for it. Yeah,
me too.
I like to call it experience.
Helping one slut at a time.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
go.
All right, so our Fast Five facts are: one flew over the cuckoo's nest. That's the name of it. I'm just kidding. That's not a fact.
Thank you. Whoa, that's a stretch. Yeah,
I'm just kidding. So it was aired in 1975.
All right.
It had an 8.7 rating on IMDb.
That's real good. That's real good.
It stars Jack
Nicholson.
Nicolette.
Jack Nicholson.
Right? Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. It stars Jack Nicholson and Lois Fletcher.
Lois Fletcher.
The director was Milos Forman.
Milos.
It won 5 Oscars.
Damn.
And it is 133 minutes long or 2 hours, 13 minutes.
Yeah, it's too long, man.
That's too long.
I don't like it. I didn't like the length of it.
No. No, it could have been like half an hour shorter.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's exactly what I was about to say.
What did you think?
Yeah.
I will say this. I thought the same thing, but watching it, time kind of flew by. Like, yeah, I was shocked. Okay. Like, it was weird. Like, oh, this is the end of the movie already? Wow. I didn't.
So you liked it?
I enjoyed it. Too. I thought it was good. I thought it was very good. I thought it's an interesting movie. Because it touches on mental health in an interesting way. And I will say this that I found fascinating about it. The main character in the movie, it's weird because last time I saw this movie, I was a kid. And it never dawned on me that the main character in the movie is not a good person.
No.
No.
At all. Like,
not at all.
Like,
no, he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not a pedophile, is he?
Yes.
He's a pedophile.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They touch on that in the movie. She took like 3 notes, Delvin. She took like 3 fucking notes and left him at home.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't. I'm not. I got an F, dude. I know. I'm really sorry, you guys. It did not come to class prepared. My dog ate my homework. My cat did. My cat puked on my homework.
There we go. Okay, all right.
No, he's always a chome.
He is.
He's a chomo. Why did I completely miss that by a long
time? I don't know. That was one of my first notes. I was like, cool.
Wait a second. In the beginning, he's talking about somebody being like 16 or 17, yes. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess when maybe
he's like,
with
but
him,
she like, wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was definitely very dated movie.
Yes.
Like, that is not acceptable nowadays.
No.
And like, he was guilty of it. That's the crazy thing about it. The fact that, one, he's a pedophile. 2, he was guilty of it. And 3, to top it off, he was basically going to this mental institution because he didn't want to go to prison. So he was like, this would probably be easier than going to prison.
Yup. Well, we all know how that ends. So.
Yeah, that didn't. It was not the happy ending for you, buddy. You guys, I'm on such a different page now of that he's a chomo. Like, why did I not?
That's okay. I had to rewatch it. And then, like, I had to figure out a whole bunch more stuff when I rewatched it.
Like, it's really different.
It's a really complex movie, really, actually.
So, how old was Candy?
Huh?
She was legal age.
Okay, good. I'm hoping that because I really liked her. Like, she reminded me of myself.
I don't know names. I just call him Jack Nicholson.
She's the Jack Nicholson's the lady. But
the slam piece?
Yeah, she's the slam piece, exactly. Uh-huh. Oh, nice batch.
Okay, I thought the music was horrible. I had to plug my ears. Mm-hmm. It was just horrendous. It was like, ooh!
Dude, another thing it did not touch on at all.
It sounded like Halloween music.
Maybe that's why they're playing it in October. I did not notice the music on that either.
Okay. Sure. Well, Dalvin did. He was like, yeah.
Was it pretty bad, D?
It was, I guess you want to say it's the music of his time, like the 70s, I guess it was. And it was rough. Like, if you didn't that 70s soundtrack of movies, 70s movies, they had really great soundtracks and they were really awful soundtracks. And this one is one of the ones that are really, really awful. It sounds almost like the offbeat porn soundtrack from the late 70s.
It's bad, right? No, I'm sorry. We're trying to do something because you have such a hot, sexy face and you're staring at our ceiling right now. Like,
is that okay? I'm just setting you in the middle of the table.
It's no problem at all.
Yeah, I know. Just chill out.
I overthink
your
things.
Tips down.
And I look at this little screen here. I'm like, well, you can see my fingers now. But
yes, I can.
Dalvin, this poor girl had to just go get her heart checked out because she worries about everything.
You gotta relax. You gotta take care of yourself.
Calm your shit.
Learn how to meditate or something.
Wow. Goddamn right. That'd be pretty neat.
Meditation would be great. Meditation is very helpful. Like, if you can find somebody who can help you learn how to meditate and just relax your mind, that's a good thing. Or smoke weed. That might help too.
Yeah. I do the second one, but
would you like to smoke?
No, it amplifies everything. Was what I was about to tell you. It amplifies everything to me.
Does it?
So it does not take me out of it. It does not calm me the fuck down. It just makes it worse, actually. So I need to find someone that can tell me how to simmer it down now.
Yes.
I need to know how to simmer.
Or you're just a fucking high-strung person, man.
So that checks out too.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I have a few notes I took. I like to take notes, so.
Yes,
that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I have a bad memory. I took a note of what I thought this movie was, which is now hilarious because I was so fucking wrong. I had no idea. I thought this movie was like about male strippers.
Wow.
Can I ask you why you thought that?
I don't have any idea. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Okay, I don't know. I was serious. I thought this was like male strippers or porno.
It was like Magic Mike, dude.
Or gigolos.
Let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Do you know what the title of the movie means?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I mean, like, if you say someone's cuckoo, obviously they're crazy, but I didn't think about that. I was just thinking about, I don't know.
Think about this. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What happened at the end of the movie?
Oh my gosh.
Killed him.
Well, he
scooped the coop. He got out. Chief. We're talking chief,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did. He got out.
There you go.
Flew
Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He got out, man.
Oh my God. That's so true.
God, how is it possible that we're taking, like, Delvin's teaching us this? Hey, guys, thank you, man. What will we do without you, seriously?
No problem at all.
Delvin's got the movie knowledge.
So okay.
You're just lucky we're not talking about PlayStation, because then he'd really be schooling our asses.
Yeah.
We'd be, like, drooling, like, what is that word?
I don't know what that is. I've never heard before, right? Yeah. I've played PlayStation like twice.
That might help you now that I think about it. With anxiety, playing video games.
Oh my God, what a good idea.
It might. I don't know. It's worth a shot. Why not?
You should try it. Like, you don't even have to get they have these things called NES Classics. And it's basically like, it's like $60. And it's like it has all the old Nintendo games on it. Just get one of those, stop it, put it in your house, sit down and play it for like an hour or two.
Oh my God. That was really very loud.
I didn't want to get up.
Very loud. Well, yep. Tickets to the Gonk Show, huh? Okay.
That did sound like the Gonk Show.
It did, man. Well, all right. I will have to check into playing video games of some sort. I really will. I need something to keep my mind busy while not really thinking at the same time.
I honestly think it would help you a lot.
Maybe.
That's a great idea. I think it really would help you.
Like, yeah. All right, well, thanks.
No
I've never heard better advice for helping with anxiety.
Anyway, yeah.
It's natural, too.
I like it. Natural?
You don't have to put anything inside of your body.
Natural.
Like Xanax, which is highly addictive.
But I like to put something in my body. Don't do it. No.
All right, let's get back to this movie. Okay. Because I thought it was filmed very beautifully.
Yes. It had nice cinematography, I believe is the word you're looking for.
There we go.
Cinematography,
maybe? I think so. I mean, I like that word. Yeah. It sounds great.
All right.
I liked whoever the makeup artist was, whoever was the stylist, whatever hospital it was in. It all worked out really well together.
Like when we watch it, though, you think, oh my God, these people dress like their costumes are amazing. That's just the way everyone looked. You know what I mean? It's like 75. It kind of blows your mind a little bit. Watching it now and thinking about it, the Nurse Ratched lady's part drove me fucking goddamn crazy. Whoop, like this.
Okay, so did you like her or not? Did you like Nurse Ratched?
I think.
Okay.
Go ahead,
in context of everything that's going on, I don't think I liked her, but I understood why she felt the way she felt. Like Jack Nicholson's character was an awful person. Like, so it's kind of hard to sit there and sympathize with him when you're like, yeah, this guy's a pedophile. Like, I understand he's trying to kind of help these people in this mental institution cope with their problems and kind of enjoy life, but the same time, you're like, kind of be like, yeah, this guy's still a creep. That doesn't change that fact. So from her perspective, it's kind of like, yeah, he's still an asshole. Like, and he's messing up her job. And yeah, she's controlling and she's dominating. And some of the things she did is very questionable. But in the day, he's still him.
He's still a lovable creep.
I know.
Is basically what he is, right? He's like a lovable criminal, kind of. Like, you want to like him, but he's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost the same with her, though, I'm feeling. Like, I think she's a bitch, but she's just doing her job.
That's how I felt. I was like, oh my gosh, she's just, like, really good at her job. You have to be a bitch sometimes if you're going to have a job like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't let people walk all over you if you're in, like, a position of authority.
Right.
I don't know. I loved her. I thought she was great.
Then you add to it that this is a job where, and I think this is kind of one of the turning points in the movie, is that all the people there except three were there voluntarily. So
I know.
They all could have left at any point in time. And yes, she has this controlling personality about her, but they all have the option to, like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm leaving. And they chose to stay there.
So
it's kind of like a mental prison that they were kind of scared to break out of.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Oh my God. What? You're so intelligent. We need to do this sober like once. Okay, maybe I'll be able to talk more like Dolman.
Let me ask you ladies this question. Did you notice all of the superstars that's in this movie?
Absolutely. I was just going to say, holy fucking shit, that's Danny DeVito.
So many. Yeah. No, there were a ton of celebs in there. Christopher Lloyd, Scatman Crothers. So many. It took me a minute to think of these people.
Oh, good.
But Scatman was like he wasn't like the Jenner dude, but he was like the cleanup guy, I think.
The one who got in trouble at the end.
They got him in trouble,
he was the one that wanted to fuck the ladies.
Yes, I felt so bad for him. He's just like an innocent bystander a little bit. And Jack Nicholson kind of
he still was like, yo, I'll let you guys do this if I bang one of those chicks out.
Well, I don't blame him.
They're good looking.
Jesus, yeah,
they were really good looking.
Not just that, but I mean, come on.
I just love the style back then, too.
Me too.
I love the hair. I love the dress. I love everything about it. I'm like, these bitches are so cute. I'd fucking do them, too.
Oh, my God, right?
Since you mentioned it,
yeah.
One of the things I noticed immediately about this movie is not Nurse Ratched. The other nurse was hot.
She was super hot. The one with the blood all over her face.
Dark hair? What?
The one that had the blood all over her face?
I don't know. Did she?
Oh, I'm sorry if I gave that. I mean, obviously, you're going to get spoilers, I guess. How to do this. I don't watch movies. No, we can talk about everything, right?
Spoilers, because we're talking about a movie, we're analyzing it. spoilers for a movie that's from over 30 years ago.
Yeah. Right? Thank you. Okay. It's like 45 years ago, dude.
Okay. Well, my bad. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Martini is the cutest name I've ever fucking heard in my life.
I know. I love it.
My next cat perfect for him. Will be Martini.
Martini.
Great name.
I know. I love it. Martini DeVito.
And he has beautiful eyes. I didn't really notice that.
He's such a little meatball babe.
So which one was the Back to the Future guy?
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
Was the one that got his pants burned. He had the ciggy in his in his pants.
And he went psycho.
Right? Yeah, he did.
Yes.
I know.
That, oh my God, get over you, whiner.
I know, you little bitch.
Like, who hasn't had a cigarette burn?
I know.
Come on.
Right?
Probably Delvin.
Oh, yeah. Probably not.
I think I have. Or,
no.
Oh, wow. Oh, I wish I hadn't had any either, actually. I used to put them out on myself.
That doesn't sound fun.
I said, yeah. One of my notes.
Dumb. It's real dumb.
One of my notes says, mean nurse lady is super fucking hot with the victory rolls. Is she hot? Is she hot, or do I just want her to spank me?
I'm talking about the other one, but she's hot too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think both nurses are hot.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Well, besides the really old lady.
Shit, sorry. I just knocked the mic. I knocked the mic. Knock the mic. sorry, the gummy that I just took is kicking in. Yeah. I'm really sorry, D-Dog. I'm calling him D-Dog now. It's like I've known you for 20 years. What up, D-Dog? Sorry, bud. I don't know why.
It's no problem at all. I don't mind D-Dog. It's fine.
Delvin.
Okay, thank you.
Delvin, so I've known you for so many years. Do you want to know something I've always wanted to ask you?
Be my guest.
What?
Uh-oh.
Forever and ever. Okay. Can I call you Deli?
Of course.
Oh my God, you're so nice. I have to tell myself to not call you that every time I talk to you. I'm like, why does that want to come out of my mouth?
I like it.
I like your deli. I don't know. I like it as deli.
Do you think it's like deli meats though?
But no. It's spelled D-E-L-L-Y every time I erase it L's. In a chat when I'm like,
two L's.
Hey, deli.
Two L's and a Y. You erase it? Just leave
I do,
it.
And then I type Delvin.
Oh my God, like, just
leave that's
it.
Rude. I don't want to put Deli. I haven't asked him if that's okay yet.
It's quite fine.
Is Adam, that short for something?
Adam yeah. Nutter calls Adam me Brother Bear.
Oh, Adam Nutter is the best. I love him.
He's okay. No, I enjoy him as well.
Oh my gosh.
May or may not want him to nutter on my face. Sorry.
I mean, you're asking for it if you have a last name like that, really.
No shit. That's where I'm at.
Okay. So another note that I took was I thought that the movie dragged on, but then like what Delvin said earlier, when it was over, it was like, I thought it was worth the watch still.
I want to know what happened after. It ended too soon. I want to know what keeps happening. Well, not particularly because Jackie Anstead. But
who's Jackie Anstead?
Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I want to know where these characters are today is where I'm at with them. That's a sign of a good movie.
I think Jack Nicholson's right? doing all right.
He's okay. No, but I mean, I want the movie to continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No.
She wanted a sequel.
I do.
Hey, I'm pretty sure that's what that Nurse Ratched show is about.
Oh, do you want to hear a fun fact that I found out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Louise Fletcher. Wait, is that her name?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Nurse Ratched. She hated her performance so much that she didn't watch the movie for many, many years after it was released.
That's crazy.
She did a good job. I thought she did a really good job.
She was amazing.
She was a big actress in the 70s and 80s, though, I believe.
Was she
like a big deal, I think.
I've never heard of her name.
She was in Flowers in the Attic. She was a super grandma bitch.
Ooh, I read that kids. Book.
That movie that book. Is rough.
That movie's whack as fuck, right? Have you seen that, dude?
I saw it. And yeah. I saw they did a, which is weird. I'm confessing to something, but it's not
a difference. Guilty pleasure shit.
Spill it.
They had a Lifetime movie version of it. They came out with a couple years ago.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That would be so good.
And when I was with my ex, I saw that. I think it was like a 3-part series. And I watched the whole thing of that. Yeah. And it was all, it was a Lifetime movie special.
Did it go past the movie? Because there's like 3 books. I believe I read all 3 of them.
I think it did.
There's more. I don't remember.
I think it goes up till the brother and sister are adults, I want to say.
Oh yeah. Wow. And they're like in ballet and shit. And they're like, okay, I don't want to ruin too much stuff. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The book goes on. I feel like the movie is just them in the attic, but there's a lot more to it. I read all the books. They like turn into adults and have their own children. And
wait, so they continue to get married and keep fucking?
No.
These siblings?
I mean, I can't give anything away because maybe somebody's going to watch it.
There is no.
Well, they end up back together like later on in life.
Like the kids?
The
brother and sister?
Yeah, like when they're old.
No.
When they're like old again, they end up back together. It's weird.
I'm going to send you.
No, they're like full blood.
Oh, yike.
In your Twitter deal, I'm going to send you like the trailer for the Lifetime version. You can probably find it easily on Lifetime or some type of cable and watch this. It's an interesting movie because, like I said, I want to say it's they do like 3 like movies off of it. It became like quite a thing.
Okay,
so I would watch this.
Me too. I would. I really would. But anyway, the grandma in the original movie was the bitch Louise Fletcher, I believe. Yeah,
that is like. Such a nurse, mean lady's
it
name.
It really
too.
Is. It's perfect for her.
Yeah, it is.
She should. If she's still alive, she should be in that Ratchet one too.
Yeah.
Bring her back, the original. But is she alive or not?
I didn't really think
I don't
that.
Think she
that... is. Okay, she did.
She was. Yeah. I mean, a little bit older, even in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, Jackie N was old too.
Jackie N has been old since he was born.
I know, he was hot as fuck in the movie. Can I tell you, can I be honest with you guys? I found him to be very attractive.
Like pedophile and all?
Well, yeah, now that I know that now too, I'm like, well, I might look at him slightly different, but yeah. I
think there's a certain charm to him. A certain handsome ruggedness to him.
Thank you. Yes, definitely.
She likes him crazy.
Well, that and I feel like rugged's a big thing for me as well.
I have good news.
What
Louise
is it?
Fletcher is still alive.
Oh,
86
so
years
happy.
Old and she's still acting. Yes.
Oh my God. Shut your
Louise
face.
Fletcher. You're Louise. Amazing.
I need to know what else she's in now. Like, I'm going to fart. You guys. You're ready for that. And that was
my God. That was a cute little.
Really sorry.
A cute little turd.
Have y'all watched the TV show Shameless?
Oh yes.
She's in. She was in that.
She was.
She was in that. Well, Peggy Gallagher. And the last thing she's been in was I think it's a TV show called Girl Boss.
Yeah.
In 2017.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
I have heard of Girl Boss. Yeah.
Damn it. Okay. Yeah. Strange Behavior. She's been in so much.
I bet. She's Jesus. A great actress.
She is.
So the electroshock therapy really was so creepy to me.
So sad that that's legit too.
Uh-huh.
Like they did that, right?
Well, I looked it up about it was like the American Psychiatric Association says that electroshock therapy is effective in treating severe depression or bipolar disorders.
They still stand by that, like it's a thing.
Yeah, that was a current statement.
Oh no!
Isn't that weird?
I didn't think it was being practiced. So
now I didn't look up lobotomies because I was pretty certain that was.
That is 100%.
That
outlawed.
Is a different story.
I want one. I want one. I need it. I want it.
No, you don't.
Because I watched The Botched, or I mean, I watched the Wretched one, the show.
Oh, okay.
The Nurse Wretched. That's where I learned about the lobotomy shit.
I was
so
wondering why
you
kept saying
that.
Yeah.
I told you that like a couple weeks ago. I'm like, dude, I think I want to get a lobotomy. She's like, no, you don't. Like, but I need to stop thinking for like one fucking second of my life. And that'll do it, I think. So
I will say this about that scene. When you saw that scene, it was hard to watch. Because you saw a character throughout the movie, even when he was in the most bleakest situation in terms of, hey, you just raped a child. You're going to be put in a mental institution or you're going to prison. And then they told him, like, hey, we let you out when we're ready to let you out. You don't just get it. Because his whole plan was he could do 180 days in this mental institution to get out. They're like, no, that's not how this works. You're staying here until we're ready to let you out. And after getting that news, he was still optimistic and happy-go-lucky. Uh-huh. And then you get to the end of the movie, and he's just essentially a vegetable.
Yeah.
With no life left in him. It was shocking. It was jarring.
I know. I don't like it. But you know what? I was appalled by that as well. But what really bothered me was the fact that you see obviously the defeatedness of him, and he's, you know, whatever. But when Chief suffocated him, though.
Oh, yeah.
He was, like, fighting back for that, which leads me to believe he's not a total veg, you know?
Yeah.
Or was that just...
I think they should have had a conversation before that would have ever been okay.
I know. I'm still, like, who's the bad guy there? Was he just putting him out of his misery a little bit?
I think he was. Like, lobotomized. I think he was, and I also think
he's crazy. Was...
Well, that too, and I think at... When you're getting killed by somebody, whether you want to or not, it's almost the instincts of your body like trying to fight back.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So even if he was lobotomized, he still would have had instinct or a reflex to fight back. Yeah. If you're saying, okay.
Like your body always wants to breathe.
Yeah. Yes. I like to breathe too. It's like one of my favorite
breathing
things.
Is really good.
You love it.
It's good times.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Because I've been wondering what the deal with that was. I'm like, do I root for Chief or is he an asshole now? Because I'm pretty sure I love that character a lot. Like, he was probably the smartest one in this whole thing.
I think he
murdered someone, so I don't know.
I think you bring up an interesting conversation in terms of what he did was legally wrong, but was it morally right?
I say yes. He knows that Jack Nicholson would have never wanted to live like that.
Fuck that. He doesn't fucking know Jack Nicholson at all.
He barely knew him. Well. He knew him very well.
I think Jack Nicholson was like putting on a little bit of a show, to act more crazy than he really was.
Maybe.
So he didn't have to go to jail, thinking he was going to take an easy ride.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not like completely. I mean,
I agree with
Jack Nicholson's a fucking. I don't know his real name or on this movie.
I know,
what's his
I
name in the
fucking,
movie?
I don't know.
I'll give you his name. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Dude, why
you're
can
so,
I not?
You're
I
so
know.
Nice.
Why does none of us know that? Why do none of us know that shit? Why does none of us know that?
I don't know.
God. Randall.
Randall McMurphy. They called him McMurphy through the whole movie. That's what they just kept
saying.
Yes, they
that's right.
Thank you, man.
I didn't know who they were talking about when they kept saying that.
I didn't either.
Okay.
And I was fucking sober when I watched this shit, you guys.
We have to
tend
bar. We have to meet so many people all the time. There's no point in asking names.
And I drank all my brain cells away anyway. I don't worry about
that. I'm working on it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so McMurphy.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say about him.
Jack Nicholson. Was he a bad guy or not?
Oh, so McMurphy. I think that, I don't know. I guess doctors, I don't trust doctors either. I don't trust none of them motherfuckers, to be honest. I just don't trust any of them. There's a lot of manipulation that's happening from McMurphy and from the nursing staff kind of too. I mean, I don't know.
I think
all over the place. I think, like the lobotomy shit. That's fucked up to do to somebody. That is dark.
That is what
it really is.
I
think the question that keeps getting asked for this movie that you guys keep asking is, who is the good guy? Who is the bad guy?
Yeah.
I think
the protagonist and
the antagonist. I think when you really think about it, I feel like the good guys in this movie is the patients, essentially. They're the only ones who are truly innocent.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Okay, who is the stuttering guy? Because he looks familiar.
Was that Christopher Lloyd? Or was that
Brad
Dourif? That's Billy.
Brad Dourif.
Yep, and his real name was Billy in the movie, right?
That sounds right. Yeah,
he's been.
Do you guys
know
who Brad Dourif is?
Yes,
I thought he was Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh wait, no, that guy's way too young. I'm kidding.
I know we keep forgetting. It's
edit that
40 years ago.
Edit that out.
Brad Dourif. He's been Brad, on it. He's always Brad a creepy dude too.
Is Chucky.
Shut the front door. Are you He's serious? He's the voice of
Chucky, yeah.
Ew. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky haunted my life as a
Come
kid.
Come on. Oh, it did. It was probably about that time when you were really freaked out. Yes.
I watched things. It when I was like 5 years old.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That makes more sense then. Okay.
So
he's been in so much shit though, that guy. But I still want to know who's the bad guy though. Or who's the good guy and who's the bad people? Are we
We established that the patients are the good people.
But who are the bad ones then? I just thought that maybe we were going to pick out more of like
I would say the bad people in this situation would be McMurphy and Nurse Ratched because they are basically playing a manipulation game with the patients.
With each other.
To get them to do
using
each other.
The patients. They're both using the patients.
But in a different yes. way. They think McMurphy is like, oh, he's so fun and cool, but really Nurse Ratched is kind of almost more on their side.
They're both the power figures.
Yes.
And they're both fighting with each other.
It's a okay. power struggle. And in the day, both the patients essentially lost because Yeah, the patients were having fun with McMurphy and stuff, but they didn't have any order or structure. And with Ratched, they were living a miserable life, essentially, not getting the help they necessarily needed. And because of the power structure between both, the power struggle between both parties, one of the patients ended up dying.
Yep.
I know, that is the saddest part about it all. I mean, he was a very innocent person in all of it. The dwarf guy.
Oh, right. I thought we were talking about Jack Nicholson.
No, the guy that's blood splattered everywhere.
I feel really bad. And he was one of my favorites. Yeah.
Because Nurse Ratched essentially manipulated him, telling him that I'm going to tell your parents that you had sex, which is which is kind of messed up. And
yeah.
It's none of their business.
And he went and freaked out so bad, he ended up killing himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was actually the victim in all of it. Well, no. I mean, they all were, but he was, I know, I felt really bad for him. I liked that guy too. Yeah. And I think the ladies, they did like him. I think he was kind of a babe back in the day.
I want to know, okay, that is the most unbelievable part of the whole movie is that these like super babe hotties would be just like, oh yeah, let's go get drunk and party at this mental institution.
They played him out to be like,
with these stinky ball sacks.
Prostitutes.
Well, that's what I'm going to say.
I'm wondering if that's what they were kind of supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's exactly what they were supposed to be. They were supposed to be prostitutes and...
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, never mind. I thought they were just girls trying to have fun.
It alluded to McMurphy kind of being their pimp. Almost.
This motherfucker, shit just keeps getting fucking worse.
I know. Why did I never realize that until right now?
No, you're right. He was the one that was like flashing money around. Mm-hmm. Like,
and he would have them come on the boats and stuff with them and hang out.
All Dude, right. No, you're right. Like I like your alluding. That's true. He like definitely has a pimp daddy sort of vibe.
Oh, sure.
And being a perverted like pedophile.
And not only that, but like Billy, take you know, Candy, take Billy in the other room. Just like, what kind of woman is going to be like, okay, no problem. Known this guy for 5 minutes. I'm going to fucking because you tell me to. That's weird. If you're just like buddies, you know, he's her boss, dude. He was her boss, man.
You're so fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is actually like the most fun I've had. I was dreading doing this podcast because I hate movies. This movie is great. I'm excited.
It's like a talk piece. There's so many ways you can interpret it, really.
Yes, absolutely. Right? There's a lot of layers to movies.
I like it. Peel them back, dude. Peel them back.
This is your area of expertise.
No. But look at how well I've done. I don't know anything about the motherfucker. That's why it's nice to talk about stuff like this, because you can go, like, I want to watch it again now.
Yeah.
I did watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it twice. I thought it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Do we all want to give like a rating for like like 1 through 10? What did you think of it, Dalvin?
I'm going to give it a 9, actually. If you look at the time it came out, it still holds up. And that says a lot because a lot of movies in that time sucked ass. So
totally true. Like, yeah, the acting's terrible. This was very pleasant. Well, not pleasant, but it was
It was thought provoking. Mm-hmm. I was going to give it an 8.5.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I was probably going to give it about an 8.25. It was somewhere between 8. I was going to do between 8 and 8.5. I'm like, what are
you doing in the corner? You are adorable.
No. I'll give it an 8. I don't fucking know. Sure, it's an 8. It's an 8. But now I need to watch it again. These y'all motherfuckers watched it a couple times. Yeah. I need to see it again. Now to where I'm at your level, and then maybe we can talk about it again next week. No, I'm fucking kidding.
Are you ever going to watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Do that one with me.
I have watched that, but I never really wrote notes. Are you talking to Delvin? I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking to you.
Okay, yeah, fuck yeah, man.
Okay. I want to do an episode on that. Do you like that movie, Willy Wonka?
I haven't seen that movie in forever. You know who I think loves that movie, if I'm correct? Jody B. I think he loves that movie.
Oh my God, shut up.
The original or the Johnny Depp?
That's awesome.
The original. That would be a good one to have more with. I think that would be a good one.
Oh my God. What? Oh my God, I'm going to.
What?
I'm gonna have, we're gonna ask Jody if he'll do an episode for us with us.
Walker.
Yeah. We were on his podcast, but he's got another podcast now, so
he still does Po' Boy podcast.
Yes. Yes. He just does it whenever he wants to. He's very underground. He's like, I'll do it when I want to, but I'm busy fucking my wife and feeding my kid.
Yeah, he watches Big Brother. I think it's not Big Brother. What is it called?
It is.
Correct.
No, you're correct. It's Big Brother.
There is a Big Brother. Yeah,
it's BBC.
BBC. He does a podcast for that. Him and his wife does it.
It's Big Brother commentary.
Big Blood Cock. Big Blood Cock. What? I watched a lot of porn. What can I say?
She watched a lot of porn today.
I really did. And I didn't do a damn thing about it either. That's why I'm like in this mood, I believe. Maybe I should stop doing it in the morning if I'm not going to pleasure myself or something. Okay. Or have the sexual intercourse penetration. Then I better just not watch it in the morning.
Ow. She just punched herself in the face.
How did you punch yourself in the face?
I didn't. I was waving it by you. Because you can't see me. I whacked myself in the head with my own hand, man.
I will say this. For the people who can't see it, because this is a podcast, obviously. I have been staring at... Now, I'm on a podcast with two beautiful women. But both of these beautiful women don't know how to use computers or cameras or anything like that. So for the last hour, I've been staring at a ceiling.
I know. I'm really sorry, man. I feel bad about that one.
Oh, no.
Really bad about that one.
I'm so sorry.
I was rooting for you. I tried to set you up a little bit better, but everyone's like, nah, you're crazy. This is good.
Hey, we're working on it.
I know. Obviously, we're going to tweak a lot of shit here. Yeah.
No, you've helped us so much. We can only dream of someday being in the position you are, because you have an amazing setup. You have an amazing show. I definitely am a huge fan of your show. Everybody needs to go and listen to the Delvin Cox Experience, because what is your slogan when you first start your show?
Oh, I'm on a one-man mission to unite our culture through diversity.
That's my favorite. No, I love when you say that. It's like a panty dropper.
Whoa. You got cunt flaps on your side now, too. She wanna fuck you. Oh, no.
I think that's everyone.
Big jizz and cunt flaps as well. Oh my God, everyone wants to fuck the D-Dog. Wait, what did I call you earlier? D-Dog? That's it.
D-Dog, I forgot it.
The Deli Dog.
Deli Dog.
I'm a fan of that.
I do really like Deli Dog.
Deli Dog, dude. He got huge. What? Ooh, I miss his face. Dude, Aurora Borealis.
Hey. Robert doesn't even do drugs and he has to deal with us.
Oh, that's a problem.
Okay. I'm totally cool right now.
Me too. No, it's not cool.
Please go listen to our friend Delvin. And if you like this episode, let us know. Tell all your friends about us. And we plan to do many more drunkumentaries.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to hear any drunkumentaries about any shows, movies that you like, or that you think we have to see, or that you think are just so terrible that you want to force us to sit through it, and then actually, I can shit all over it.
That's kind of more my speed. I want to listen to shit movies. I want to watch shit movies and then be like, dude, that was like diarrhea.
Yeah, that might be the funnier episodes when you get the bad movies to watch.
I know. I think I can respond better to negative things.
Yes, she's very negative.
Yep.
I thought for this, and I should have given you a heads up, but I wanted to do like a section where I'm like, and this is the things that we hate.
Oh, yeah.
A section of hate.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all out there.
Oh.
And this week, things that I hate are people who kiss their parents on the mouth.
Ew.
Like as an adult.
Like as an adult, right.
If you're under 12, then that's okay.
Then it's fine.
Yeah. If you're like a teenager and up and you're like, okay, if you're like 30, please don't kiss your parents on the mouth anymore. I don't like it.
No.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay. You hate everything. So what do you hate?
I don't like the sun.
Ow.
I don't like the sun.
I smack my face. Okay.
I think that was your titty on it. What did you say? She got her titty.
Like the sun?
I don't like the sun. No.
The sun in general?
What?
You just don't like the sun at all?
No. I mean, it's like, I don't like it when it's bright out. Like, I like a cloudy day. I don't mind if the sun is like shining up in the sky, but I want the clouds to cover it, please, yo. It hurts my skin. It hurts my eyes.
Go down on me. You want the sun to go down.
Please. I don't want it to be blackout though either. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be dark out. I just want it to be cloudy and rainy all the fucking time.
It's so fucking complicated.
It's disgusting.
Jesus.
I know.
Okay, Dalvin, is there anything that you hate?
Please tell us.
I should give you time to prepare.
Yeah.
Not a fan of raisins. I fucking hate raisins.
Yeah, that's a really good one too.
I know. I didn't know we were going real deep with it, but
I like being deep.
I bet you do, girl. You slutty. Yeah. No, I don't like racist either. I have a real problem with that, and especially in the world we're living in right now. It's very common. Like 50% of the people are fucking asshole, racist piece of shit. And
I don't know how we got to racist, but I'm a roll with it. I said raisins.
Raisins, fuck me!
Oh no!
I don't like racists either, but racists and raisins—two things I don't like. So yeah,
we can roll. That was a monumental fuck up on my part. Sorry, man.
Dude.
I was so angry too. Well, not at you for saying
that. Raisins are so good.
Oh, I don't like raisins.
I'm going to send you a bag of my homemade raisins.
Ew.
And you're going to love them, I promise.
No, he won't. I like grapes. Fine. We like grapes.
I like grapes. Grapes are awesome.
I know. I like red and green grapes, but raisins? Raisins? Nah.
They're weird.
Well, right. I don't appreciate. Why did you suck the juice out of me, right? Why'd you suck the water out?
Well, you have to just like set it inside of your mouth and let your saliva like rehydrate it, and then it turns back into a grape,
and then it has a weird consistency and it's like slimy though.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
No, not a fan of that,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
thank you for thinking of such a think piece with the raisin thing that I thought we went really deep. That's why, you know, when I said wow we went deep, you could have said I'm talking about raisins here, people. Like, you
I thought about like, yeah, I had to think like, huh, she really thinks it's deep about raisins. Yeah, I'm gonna roll with it.
Oh my gosh.
You could have helped me out there, but.
Well, I wish we weren't surrounded by racists.
Me too, so and then, raisins. Yeah. You never know. They're everywhere.
Racist
here.
Raisins. I wish we were talking about racist raisins.
That's a problem for me. Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm such a fucking idiot.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for our very first episode. Did you have fun?
I had fun, yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Thanks, hold up, man.
Before we go.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question, Kayla.
Ask me.
You are obsessed with Paul Simon. What is going on your Twitter?
Oh my God, she just told me about that like yesterday.
Well,
I know she loves Paul Simon, that little tiny little fucker, man.
I've been drinking a lot. and staying up all night and listening to every song he's ever made.
He's very talented.
And yes, I just love him. I think he's great. He should be my friend. And I think
he would too.
I know. We would be totally, so tight. Because I'm like, guys, oh my God, if I made music, it would be like this.
I don't think he wants to fuck you. No, I just think you guys would be old, like, I mean, actual friends.
His penis probably is like,
oh, it's a little
I'm
guy.
Just going to stay in here. And
who cares? Hibernate. Yeah, I'm just going to hide in my shell, right? Okay. No, that's... But
would he smoke a joint with me?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Fuck yeah.
Tell me your knowledge. I just want to know, hey, Paul Simon, hey, okay, what would you do if you had, like, $5 million?
Oh, he does have $5 million.
He does have $5 million.
That's really not a great question. Yes.
Okay.
He's been famous for like 50 years, crazy. Yeah.
60, but yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, great. Yes, then he has all the monies. He's got like $20 million.
I don't know. He's definitely just my alter ego or something, I guess, when I'm very drunk.
Oh, I don't hate that.
And but, having a great time by myself.
But it's adorable because she's keeps sending messages to Paul Simon.
You like, know, she just told me about that.
And please be my friend.
That's what she says? Okay,
stuff like that. Crazy, girl. It's like how guys thirst after a chick, but it's like reverse. So it's just adorable. It's like when have Pepe Le Pew chasing after. Yes,
you're trying to fuck Paul Simon.
I send him stuff.
Like, he thinks you're trying to fuck him.
Oh,
he probably thinks this girl is. Does he know you're a wild and wonderful white lady from Wisconsin?
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay, okay, because that probably would just like knock it down another level.
I'll
like,
tell
this
him
lady's
that.
Really new. This lady's really crazy. This little lady's really crazy.
Oh God!
I love that you did that so much. You talk about doing cat puzzles, and now you can add this to your like door collection, yes. Right? Like, I tweeted Paul Simon all night long.
Hey, I'll read one of two. Yes, at Paul Simon music is my best friend. He doesn't know I exist. That's an actual tweet that she put out there.
I said that. Me?
Yes.
Oh no!
Can you say wait? Can you read that to me again?
Yes, at Paul Simon Music is my best friend, and he doesn't even know I exist.
Oh God, I think I need internet lessons, please.
Yeah. How did you tweet this out into like how did you get this out into the universe to where everyone can see it?
I found out if you push the blue circle, you can type things into
What are you on? Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I know she watches porn on it a lot. Well, that's it. Probably Paul Simon.
I don't
porn.
Mean to. I'm just scrolling through it, and I'm like, "There's a dick right
it's
there."
A horse dick.
Next watching, to the President Trump's tweet.
I'm watching.
I'm looking at the President Trump's tweet, and then I'm looking at a dick, giant.
You're thinking
dick.
It's Trump's dick. Well, you better not. You better not think that. Is that
not when it's a
guess?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I don't know.
Hope not. Please, no.
So you thought Trump had a big dick? Because that's what I'm thinking of right now.
I think it's time to call it good on this.
Okay.
Well, we're I not say no, he it. Doesn't.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't, but I thought that's where you're going with it. You saw, like, a
what?
Horse penis. I thought you saw, like...
No, I'm saying Twitter, the only place on Earth where you can look at Donald J. Trump's tweet and then scroll down and there's
horse
a giant
dick.
Penis.
Okay,
that
but can
true.
You without being a tweeter?
And
or
then
I'm
you
like,
scroll
you
down and there's sweet straight edge Delvin saying like, hey, ask me your PlayStation questions.
Oh
that
my
is very
God.
True.
There's like all kinds
so
of everything
cute.
On Twitter. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to get her on Twitter, but she's
maybe
like,
I
no.
need to do. I think I would get myself into a lot of trouble on Twitter.
I'd show you all the porn. Well, just the porn I know, which is
I
probably
do like to watch
any.
Porn, but how do they like, can people see that you've watched it?
You know what?
Dalvin no,
is such a nice guy.
He's listening to us talk
that,
about porn.
I think our next episode with hopefully Jody B will probably ask him where the porn is.
Oh, Jody B knows what he said. Jody B knows all the dark sections of the internet.
I'm actually really scared to know what he knows. I think that it's a lot. I think it's like dangerous.
He's
We're gonna
dark.
Die. Yeah. I feel like he might tell us something and like the mob will show up later. Or the hillbilly clan will be like, what do you know? We're going to kill you. What did Jody tell you? Yeah, I don't think I need to know what he knows.
I love Jody.
But at the same time, I want to know too. And I do. I love him. I maybe have a boner for him as well. But who do I not have a boner for?
You know, I mean, his wife is probably banging hot. I don't even know what she looks like, but her voice is sexy.
Top notch. Is it top notch?
Oh, her voice is hot on the BBC. She's good on the BBC.
Yes, she is. Big black cock. Big black tongue. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm singing to D Deli right there. I feel like I'm singing to D Deli.
Hey, Delvin. Yeah. Can I ask you to do something with me? Because if I ask somebody to do something, then I will follow through on it because I never let my friends down. Okay. And can we have you on for another episode where we do one on the Warriors?
Oh yeah, definitely. I love that movie.
I wrote that down. And you said that was your favorite one.
Yes, it's one of my favorite movies ever. I love the Warriors.
Okay. I've never even heard of that.
I haven't either. Why did we completely skip that whole part? I want to know more about the Warriors.
Well, I can tell you a quick synopsis of it.
Okay.
Okay. What it is okay. What happens is there's a gang, there's like a bunch of gangs. It's in New York, basically, right? And the gangs are having a big meeting. And one of the leaders of like the biggest gang in New York is murdered, like at the meeting.
The leader?
And the leader, yeah. He because the gang leader's sitting there trying to talk about gang unity and how the gangs can unite together and be one big gang and take over the city. And during the meeting, he is killed. He's shot dead.
Right? Damn.
And someone blames this gang that's called the Warriors for doing it. So the whole movie is about the gang called the Warriors trying to get from where the meeting was happening out back home to Long Island without being killed by all these other gangs.
Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. That sounds like an action movie.
It's a suspense movie, but the thing about it is, it's cool because it was made in the 70s and all the gangs are weird because they have their own style. Like there's one gang called the Baseball Furies who are all dressed like baseball players, but their faces are painted weird.
I like that. I like the baseball gang there.
Yes. And then there's a gang of girls who are like strictly girls who kick ass and they seduce guys and murder them.
Oh my God. We would be in that gang for sure.
That sounds like,
dude, what gang would you be in? Right. I know I kill people all the time.
Are you in the baseball gang?
I wear a baseball jersey and then I kill people.
Oh, that's how they dress. They wear a baseball jersey, have their face painted like a baseball baseball, and they carry bats and beat people to death with them.
That is so cool.
I don't like it. That sounds scary as shit. And
it's not scary. It's really good. It's really good. It's a few famous actors in it. It's violent. A few famous actors you may know in it. It's really cool.
I want to look it up now. I need to know who's in it. I'm sorry.
She is the movie fanatic.
Yeah. I'm looking up the Warriors right now, and James Remar is in it. Remar, and he's Ajax, and I love that fucking name.
Oh, yeah.
Remar?
No, Ajax.
Oh.
But I've seen him in a lot of shit, too.
He's in a lot of movies.
Look at these people's names, dude. They're crazy.
Swan?
Vermin? It's a person's name. It's because they're gang affiliates, right? So
That is correct.
Fucking shit. I am so ready to watch this. Can I watch it on like a Netflix or
It has to be on Netflix or something like that.
Okay, right? Yeah, I would think so. And
you
it's
can,
not
like, stream everything now.
I don't know how to stream. If I say it,
I know
don't
I
have
say
it,
that too, and I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know how to do it. If they say that I have to pay like $4 for it, I just say no. I don't want you. And then I look for something else, like White Men Can't Jump. That cost me like $4 to watch.
Why?
It's not free on my subscription.
I watched it on Netflix.
Mm-mm. We couldn't watch it. You watched it on Amazon, and I don't have that. It's on IMDb television.
I watched it on Netflix because I'm pretty sure Ratchet is on Netflix.
Uh-huh. It is.
So I watched one... Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest on Netflix for free.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
White men can't jump.
Oh, I'm really talking. Sorry.
No, I know.
That is a future episode, White Men Can't Jump. Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, yes, Dump? I have. Multiple times.
I thought it was so good. I watched it for the first time. It was nothing like what I thought it was. It was like legitimately White Men Can't Jump.
They really can't. Yes. Oh,
is there more beer?
Yes. Okay. I was waiting to get you some.
I'll take one then.
I just gave you one, slutties.
Oh my God. You're so pushy.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I get that a lot.
Well, we will let you get back to.
I know, dude. You're like
millions of things you're doing.
You're like a dad and like stuff and shit too.
I just love you so much. I'm so thankful. Just this moment in time being with you, you've taught us so much.
Mm-hmm. No problem at all. You really have. He's very knowledgeable.
I know. You really are.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're a pillar in the podcast community. You bring people together through diversity.
Yeah, you do.
Nailed it. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I love you. And good luck on all of your future everything. I hope you have like a billion listeners next year.
Hopefully.
I will.
2021 is your year, baby. I know awesome. It.
2021?
Yes. Well, fuck 2020, really.
Yeah.
I
mean, fuck 2020. Yeah. Rocks, man.
We'll just start over next year. It'll be great.
I love it. I love it. I love you, Meng. Thank you so much.
Thanks no problem.
Documentary. I hope you had a great time with us.
I did.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, baby. So we'll have a good night, honey.
We'll have you back again.
Okay. Thank you. Well. Gladly come back on. You ladies sign off.
Yes. Well, if you want to find us, you can find us at BeBadPod at Twitter. Where can they find you if they want to find you?
Check me out on Devil_Cox on Twitter. Check out the Devil Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts.
All right, man. Right on, right on, right on, right on, right on.
We're loving you.
I know we love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Fine, bye.